nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, as you see there, this morning is one of our favorite days, the first Monday of the month, with Adam the Bergstrom, chronobiotic nutrition and other fun and funky bits of wisdom. He's one of the coolest guys I know on the planet, been around the sun about, I don't know, a long time, 78 times or something like that. It takes a long time to get young, and we're both getting younger, and we are going to meet Mr. Bergstrom in just a moment. What we do now, instead of being on social media, which we pretty much for the whole lot of it have given up, MeWe, Parler, you know, all of them. So, I don't know what happened. I just got over it. I just don't have the time. So we do a little bit of a posting right here before each show, give you a chance to give feedback on that. We are live here March 1st, 2021. Is March 1st the Ides of March? Maybe Adam knows what that means. I was going to look that up and totally spaced it out. If you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We're working on a few bits of business here. We're working on a little thing where you can do a live chat during the shows, and also not during the shows. You know, just kind of gather with friends, and you don't have to go to Faceplant and all the other places. And we think it's going to be fun. We're not sure how we're going to do it, but we're going to figure it out. And that's going to be soon coming to One Radio Network. So that's kind of fun, huh? I mean, I think it'll be fun if you can ask questions and comments live, and you see the other people too, kind of like you've seen on YouTube. Dr. Ray Pete is going to be here tomorrow. We couldn't do Ray Pete because we are under the great freeze, so he's going to be here tomorrow. Also, I think, what else? Paul Lando is going to be here, I think, on Thursday, regenerative farming. This is some things that we really got to get more into. The Real World of Money, the first Wednesday of each month. Fred Dashefsky with U.S. Coin Capital. And Matthew Ehret, E-H-R-E-T. He's a cool guy. He's going to be here on Wednesday as well. So that will be fun. And he is going to talk about the really deep, deep, deep roots of the deep state. The deep roots of the deep state. So we have, lots to talk about with Adam. I think we should probably just kind of move into it now because I don't have anything else to say because I'm crazy anyway. Now let us go to Montecito, California. The wonderful and exciting, the lovely and talented Adam Bergstrom. Hi, Adam.
Greetings and salutations, hallucinations and prescriptions.
Oh, prescriptions and hallucinations and salutations? I didn't know you did prescriptions.
I picked that up when I worked for a thrifty cutthroat drugstore back in the day.
And
I've only had about 100 jobs.
I know.
Not counting the fences and hauling hay and all the other kind of things.
And how many revs are you? Did I get it right? 78, right?
Nope. I've made the big 8-0.
Really? Did I miss a whole year for
last
you?
Last month, yeah.
You're 8-0 revolutions around the sun.
8-0. Not counting the Chinese way. The Chinese way, they count from conception. So then I would be 81. But in the United States, I am 80.
80. Well, good for you. So what do you attribute your, I know you had a big problem early on where you really destroyed your teeth, right? So you're trying to rebuild those guys. You really did. Tell folks how you did that.
By getting a partial done where you get gold and you leave mercury in and you create a battery.
Really?
My teeth, I used to advertise a blotting brush, so I sold brushes in the 80s and the 90s, had fine, until I went in and got talked into getting a gold filling. My advice is if you get a gold filling, make sure you get all of them or leave it alone. I should have left the mercury in.
So explain to us what you experienced and how it messed up your teeth. And this was 30 years ago, right? 30?
A battery. No, let's see. My teeth went in the late 90s.
Okay.
And so I'm going to grow a third tail.
Yep, you're going to grow it. We can do it. I know you can do it. So tell folks this battery effect. What's the deal on that? Explain to us how that happens.
Well, it's natural. Look at sharks. They have they grow teeth and shed them like regularly. What?
Sure.
They have like 50 or so teeth, and they have rows of teeth, and they shed it. Some human beings are born with three rows of teeth. And basically, a tooth is a type of tumor that grows. So it's like, you know, cancer is the secret of growth, but we treat it as a disease. William Koch, he knew that it was an auxiliary organ, organ in training, so to speak, like the mitochondria. We picked up the mitochondria along the way. We didn't have them at one time, and now I can't move anything in my body without those mitochondria. Same with cancer. Cancer gives us powers of bilocation, walking through walls, all that stuff. The yogis have learned how to tame cancer, which for most people is an evil twin.
So cancer, are you saying, Adam, that cancer cells have a role to play other than going to the doctor and having them cut something out? I mean, good stuff.
An organ in training.
An organ? What do you mean by that, an organ in training?
We can't grow without them. Like one thing Ray Pete says, and he's, as far as I know, he's exactly correct. If I take my arm and I put a tourniquet around it, mm-hmm. where the circulation is cut off,
yeah.
and I leave it like that, I'm very prone to cancer. In fact, eventually I'll grow a cancer because nitrogen without oxygen creates cancer. But if I take that same tourniquet and do exercises,
yeah,
bicep curls, whatever, I gain muscle. More muscle without the oxygen because of the carbon dioxide builds the muscle. So you get cancer on one hand, and with exercise, you get muscles.
So carbon dioxide meaning when we're lifting or running or something or squats, we want to be breathing a lot and... No, wait a minute. No, we want to be breathing less and less so we retain carbon dioxide, right? Kind of the Buteyko thing.
Exactly. You can breathe oxygen, but you can make it up later. Like, if I do a whole bunch of breathing exercises, I expand my lung. There's nothing wrong with that. Hmm. But then I go and meditate or do kriyas or do some technique that slows my breath down to, say, one breath a minute, something like that, two breaths a minute.
Yeah.
A lot of people can do that. And then automatically they build muscle and brain tissue too.
So that builds brain and brain neurons and protons and whatever is up there.
Yep. And remembering that whenever you build a muscle, you put cortisol in other places to carve your body. So many people carve out their heart by putting the cortisol into the heart instead of the muscle. So it's good to be doing something to keep your heart at a certain pace. That's why in Tai Chi, they have an exercise where you keep the heart high and you don't move. So you don't want to keep the heart low because you want the heart beat, but the breath to not match. Anyway, they have techniques of doing that. Had Master Chen on before, and he's an expert on how that works.
You know, I've always been curious about the pulse rate, and I just can't get my heart around the idea that Ray Pete and believe that a higher 70 or 80 pulse, right? He always says this, right? Beats per minute is a more balanced way to be with a proper thyroid function. Adam Bergstrom, if I'm 70 or 80, I feel like I'm in anxiety or, you know.
You know, it's interesting yeah. about that because I think he has mixed opinions about it. He said if you're healthy, then you can get by with a low pulse rate.
Is that right?
So sometimes we can get to, because here's a strange thing. I started having problems before Ray Pete, and as soon as I adopted his diet, they got repaired. But guess what? Now I'm stuck with an 80 or 85 pulse rate. Well, since I was a kid, I had 60, no matter what. That was my pulse rate. One per minute matching the minute.
That's what I do. 60 on the button all the time. Boom, boom.
Now, so, now that I'm doing rate stuff, I'm 80, 82.
Really?
Hey, so, I match my age.
So talk, why are you matching your age? So talk about what you changed in your diet. You still eat on time, right? I mean, that's the deal, right? But what did you change that raised your pulse rate?
Oranges.
Really? What else?
That's one of the main, that seemed to do it. By the way, here's my imitation of Little Annie, what was her name in the cartoons? What?
Orphan Annie.
Orphan Annie with jaundice.
You're hilarious. So,
Mickey Mouse.
So, come on now. I drink a lot of orange juice and my pulse rate doesn't do anything. How could it raise your pulse rate 20? I don't get that.
I don't know. It's a mystery to me. Now, I did other things too.
Did you?
One of the main things is I got rid of fish, you know, in my diet. Except I recently, yesterday, I bought some, 2 days ago, I bought anchovies. Because they do have certain things in that go with eggs. So I take a mild amount of that. You know, you can get overboard about yellow fat disease, but fish do cause it. Omega-3 fatty acids are the only way, practically, of getting yellow fat disease unless you really work at it. I mean, there are other ways to do it. You can take pharmaceutical drugs to do it, and there's other ways. But omega-3 are the main people, 99% of the people get old from yellow fat disease.
And I suspect if you did and weren't aware and you did Wesson oil in a clear bottle from the Kroger, I mean, that would yellow fat you up, wouldn't it? That classic PUFA?
The omega-6s don't give you yellow fat disease. I've written 12 books about it and never found a case.
So those are 6s.
In the research.
Yeah.
Yeah, omega-6s. So you're never going to get it from like a canola oil or any of those toxic oils out there. You're going to get other diseases from it. But I couldn't write a single book on how you do it. I'm just taking the word of people I trust, like Ray Pete and other people. I don't take the word of other people that I used to trust about omega-3s, because it's really clear that no matter what benefits they get, and there are some benefits short term, I mean, methamphetamine has benefits, but there's always a price to pay with omega-3s, and it's called aging. And I'm one of the victims of it. So
in other words,
pretty good compared to a lot of people in nursing homes. Many of my friends are dead now.
I mean, hey, we have a president who doesn't even know what day it is. So, I mean, I'm just, you know what I'm saying. Adam Bergstrom, Adam, I want you to move your camera a little bit more to your right. No, the other way. Get you in the center there. I kind of losing you when you move your head around. I lose you a little bit. There you go. No. Stay there in the center. Adam Bergstrom.
With the mirror. Mirrors aren't backwards. Mirrors are exactly the same. We're backwards when we look at each other. So looking at myself, I'm seeing myself work the other way.
I can't tell if you're to my right or you're to my left. Patrick Timpone, we're live here this morning. It is March 1st, 2021. Do you know, is this the Ides of March? Do we know what that is?
That's the 15th.
I think
it had something to do with Caesar getting assassinated on the Ides of March, March 15th.
Oh,
that's not my knowledge, by the way. My gal filled me in. She knows that stuff.
Caesar.
She's the brains behind it. I just open my mouth and she tells me.
I know. That's the way it is around here with Sharon, too. That's, what do I do? And she said, okay. I do it. Yeah, you got to, you know, without women, boy, whew, man, we would be more screwed up than we are now. It is I think you're right. It's something about when they assassinated Caesar, right? There's somebody always ready to overthrow the emperor or the king or the president.
Yep, his buddies killed him. Brutus and the boys.
Brutus and the boy. Brutus and the boys, huh? What have you, what do you make about this? Now, Tell folks the email that I sent you yesterday morning. The email.
Yes.
About the show.
Yesterday morning?
About the show.
Uh-oh.
Where are you?
I don't know if I got it. What?
Where are you?
Where am I? I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember?
Holy cow, I'm getting dementia.
No, yeah. I sent you an email at 5 minutes or 10 o'clock yesterday morning saying, Adam, where are you? It's showtime.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That one, yeah.
And so, right? You know, I look at my computer. Yeah, I look at my computer and it says February 28th. And I thought, well, that's not right. Maybe it's a leap year. Maybe they messed it up because I really thought it was Monday morning. I emailed Sharon. I said, Sharon, is it Sunday or Monday? And finally, I looked at the gold mark, and I found out that they were closed. So I really, whoops. Now, I think this is interesting to talk about because you and I do talk about it, and very key for people listening. If you care to join the show, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I don't remember exactly what was going on, but sometime during my Saturday in the afternoon or something, I must have bought into the idea that today is Sunday, like a thought or, you know, just an image or a feeling. And I believe that. And so when I woke up, it was Monday. And I mean, it was Monday. I was totally, absolutely sure it was Monday, a whole day. So I think that lends a lot to what you and I have talked about in mesmerism, that in your book, that when we believe something to be true, our state of consciousness is unique from everybody else's. Everybody in else's world thought it was Sunday. I knew it was Monday. Isn't that interesting?
You know, there really is no time. There's timing, but not time. Time in both Ekankar and other things is called Kal. Kali Yuga is based on it. The golden, silver age, all of those, but they're fictional. They're all made up as part of the Matrix.
The Matrix. When was it when you figured out that time was an optical collusion? Do you remember? Do you recall?
High school. Huh? I had experiences back. Didn't know how to ground them because I already was studying yoga. Yeah. I was reading autobiography of a yogi and all those Blavatsky books and everything. I discovered those in the ninth grade, and they saved me from being brainwashed by the school system. I learned everything I did as a library-educated dissident.
Good for you. We need more of those around.
I've had over 200 library cards in various places, from New Zealand to Hawaii to Boston to... to all over the place. Texas, a lot of towns in Texas.
Well, you better be glad that, you know, the NSA and the internet wasn't around the last 50 years like they are now. They'd have a whole list on you of all the books that you've read.
That's right. They would. And believe me, I've checked out enough. I used to check out 40 a month.
No kidding. Wow. Really?
In four libraries. Santa Barbara Library here, Carpinteria Library, Ventura. I drove all the way down to Ventura, and then I drove to UCSB, to the university library, where I have two copies of my slang dictionary that they bought from me, by the way.
So what do you attribute to the idea? Here you are, 80 revolutions around the sun. You know, you could be president. Just kidding. I should leave Joe alone. I get Joe karma by saying those silly things. What do you attribute the mind-brain thing that you've got going on? You remember all this stuff. What do you attribute that to?
You know, dumb luck is a lot of it. Donald Lay, my main mentor, he always said it's better to be lucky than to be smart. And you know, I've hitchhiked thousands of miles all over the country. I've been in danger with mobsters and... I was almost raped when I was hitchhiking across the country by a guy about 100 pounds heavier than I was. I talked my way out of it, all kinds of things like that. And I was just lucky. Just at the time, I would be arrested, almost ended up in a Georgia chain gang, got out of that. almost got shot many times, things like that happened, and I just, by some quirk of luck, you know, I'd be hitchhiking and a cop would stop on the other side of the street and someone would pull up and get in the car before that bleep, bleep, bleep gets you. Jump in the car and off we went. The cop turns around from his motorcycle. I was gone.
That's Houdini. Funny. Adam, I picked up a hitchhiker the other day and he asked me if I wasn't afraid that he might be a serial killer. And I told him that the odds of two serial killers being in the same car were extremely unlikely.
That's good.
And you should have seen his face, boy. Woo. Just kidding. That's hilarious. So what are the good brain foods, though? Do we have certain foods at certain times of this day that actually feed the neurons and protons and whatever is going on up there?
Three times of the day, you have a primary brain time, which is in the morning. So if you look at a walnut and nuts, they look like parts of the brain. Even the almond is named after the amygdala, is named after the almond, because amygdala is Greek for almond. Huh. And then you have the pineal gland for the pine nut. And if you look closely at the two hemispheres of the brain with their corrugations and everything, you have a walnut. And walnuts are high in manganese and other elements that are necessary for the brain. But then you need a heart to power and a lung to power the brain. So your midday foods work to power it indirectly. And your bladder is a brain. Without your bladder, your brain is inferior. That's why smokers get bladder cancer. How the heck does that happen?
Interesting. Have you been following a little bit of the Gates thing and Del Bigtree? We ran a great video by Del Bigtree earlier this morning. I don't know if you caught a little bit of it, but it was the whole thing about Gates is promoting this idea that we really have to stop eating real meat and we have to eat made-up meat. Gates has purchased thousands of acres of farmland in Texas. I don't know what he's going to grow. Probably soy, right? I don't know. To make little soy burgers. So I guess if people, that Beyond Meat thing, it was kind of a big thing. If that's soy, you don't want to mess with that, right? I mean, that's not good for you, is it?
Well, the soy that we call soy, but the soy that was in Asia, that was okay before they started messing with it.
Was it?
When it came over to the United States, they genetically altered it in 1888. They could do those things.
Whoa.
The whole thing that genetics is new is a bunch of baloney. 1888, you can check that out. Anyone who researches.
1888. Wow, they had the technology to genetically modify soybeans back then.
They sure did, because soybean has 18 various little critters that make it get the nitrogen in. Well, in the United States, they didn't know that. Then when they got the critters, they realized, hey, let's genetically alter this with one critter so we can make it bigger, faster, and grow any way we want. So you can get a soybean now that you can run over, that's frost-proof, everything. Soy is not even soy. You don't know what it is. It's pharmacy now. It's big farming, P-H-A-R-M. No more farming. That went down the tubes a long time ago.
Yeah.
And as for time-controlled nutrition, they know that. They've altered the timing of tomatoes and a whole bunch of other crops. In the 20s and 30s, they had the technology.
So back in the day when they had the original good kind of soybeans, would they mess with the testosterone levels and excess? What is it? Is it excess? What's got more of in the soybeans? I spaced it out. Estrogen.
Estrogen. Not so much the original ones, but they still did. You know, it's not a good brain food for sure, and they are estrogenic. But we made them in the United States, where we're top for science, right? We made them very estrogenic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want breasts, if a guy wants breasts, you have transsexuality, that's the new thing. You want breasts, just eat soybeans.
Eat soybeans.
Farmers grow all the time.
I'm trying to cut down on breasts, actually, you know. Do Do we know the ill effects, the potential ill effects of the GMO kind of wheat that has happened over the years? You know, bread and whatever, tortilla, I mean, all kinds of stuff.
You know, the main thing is that we don't let it rise naturally. We use either iodide or bromide or some other chemical to make it speedy because we want it rapid. We can't just take our time and kick back. We're always on the schedule.
Yeah.
The clock is our major enemy. If you take time to let the dough rise, you know, 12 hours, whatever it is, then it's not near as much a threat. You wouldn't have all this different types of diseases related to it, gluten intolerance.
And all that stuff, yeah, yeah. A good friend of mine has a company in Italy called Jovial Foods, and she has these little crackers that are organic using the old wheat, you know, the einkorn, you know, the old ancient stuff that she kind of encouraged the farmers to grow, and it's organic, and then they use sourdough to make it rise, and boy, those little crackers are good slathered with butter. Oh, hi. I mean, people...
If it's prepared right, it's okay. Because remember, vegetables don't like humans. We eat vegetables, and they don't approve of it. So they have chemical warfare. They can't run away like we can. You know, a tiger comes after us, we just run down the road and escape. Or we throw a javelin. A tree's just there, can't do anything. Chemical warfare. They have mastered it. They have hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. In fact, most of the things we call antioxidants are warfare chemicals.
Like what?
To get rid of those pesky human beings.
Like what?
Oh, quercetin. It's a carcinogen.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mutagen. It's in all poison textbooks, and yet you can buy it at the health food store.
For $50.
But remember, cancer can grow organs if you know how to do it. So you can take a carcinogen and use it to grow muscle. Arginine, nitric oxide will grow muscle. But you better be careful. You better exercise correctly, or parts that you don't use in your muscle are vulnerable to cancer. You have to keep the whole body working and not just parts. If you do a bicep curl, then your legs go on vacation at that time. Hmm. If you do leg exercises, your arms go on vacation. You have to put mental energy into all those forms. That's why yoga and Tai Chi and Qigong were formed, because they knew that, but Westerners are partitioned. They like a piece of this. The liver doesn't work without the... You don't need the gallbladder for the liver. You don't need the heart for the kidneys. Hmm. You don't need, etc. We're partitioned and taught that way in school, that we're not a whole community. My brain is functional because of my feet. They even have reflexes down there. The big toe is a brain reflex. Teeth, everything in your body has a reflex.
Yeah. Adam Bergstrom is here. Adam, stay right there. It's always fun talking to you. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to be on the show and ask a question or have a comment for this a very interesting gentleman who we have on the first Monday of the month, you can do it by dialing the 800 number, 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386. Sharon sent me an email this morning. She said, Happy Tuesday. Yeah, I know. It was just a weird, you know, it was so fun because I talked to Sharon and I said, oh my, I got a whole day here. I didn't even know I had. So I had a good time. We played around and wrote on the screenplay. We had a good time. Shen Blossom is a wonderful company, and I've known Brandon for about 12 years or so, Brandon Amalani, and he is a Qigong, Adam mentioned Qigong, a Qigong master, Chinese medicine guy, and he has a whole lineage of people that he works with to develop products. He just doesn't look on the internet and said, oh, I'm going to do this, and no, that's not the way they do it. These are very sacred, ancient, many secret kind of recipes. And I don't know if you know, like in Qigong, Chinese medicine, just like in Ayurveda, they have a whole lineage of people. It's like a spiritual thing that you work with, and you might have teachers or herbal masters that go back hundreds and hundreds of years or 1,000 years. So it's the real deal. This is a company, if you're going to spend some of your Federal Reserve notes, such as they are, I encourage you to check out Shen Blossom on our website, Shen Blossom One Radio Network. And here's how we make the ginseng. Listen, previously with Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom, talking about our very special ginseng.
And you don't want something that's been corrupted coming into your body. Like the ginseng is a super important example of that. You know, when you're using aggressive alcohols and solvents, it has a strange effect with ginseng, in the sense that when you're not only over processing it, but putting it in really aggressive alcohols, what's going to happen is that you're going to flip the chemistry on some of the androgenic. Naturally, it's androgenic. It's going to basically protect the telomeres and add life to the body and protect the genetic replication of the cells. But it's also going to boost the androgens and boost the male hormones in the body. But if you incubate it in really aggressive alcohol, it flips those to become estrogenic. Now, estrogens, phytoestrogens, are not necessarily bad in balance, but you really don't want that with your ginseng, especially if you're getting like a really high quality, a really old root, something that's very special. You want to like treat it with care and make sure it's delivering what ginseng has to offer.
Just a short clip from Brandon talking about the way they do the ginseng, just to give you a better idea of where this company is coming from, the quality and the ethics. Brandon and the Shen Blossom link on OneRadioNetwork.com. Indeed, really, really nice. So scope it out. I'm beginning to do more of his protein kind of powder thing, but it's unlike any that you've ever heard. The main ingredient are bamboo stuff and all kinds of herbs. You know, not a whey protein. It's something you can really digest. Kind of fun. As I'm beginning to eat less and less, I want to talk to Adam about that. I don't know what that's about, but I think that it's important, and we have, you know, more bang for our buck here when we do these things. Let's do this one. This is a great product from Daniel Vitalis that I like, and it's from little Elkies, but they don't hurt the Elkies.
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk Antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in Miron glass, our Elk Antler is available in 3 strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
And Elk Velvet Antler is available on any Sir Thrival link, along with colostrum, one of our faves, pine pollen. He also has some digestive bitters, which are very nice, that you can just kind of spray in your mouthy. Which are very nice for a liver, gallbladder thing. And, oh, that reminds me. Let me write it down. I want to ask Adam about gallbladder. Put that on my notes here for this morning's show. Great company, Sir Thrival, on OneRadioNetwork.com. You can click and order anytime, and you'll rock and roll. We got introduced to Stockton Aloe 1 a few years ago, and this is a product that I have all the time. Not that it matters that I do it, but I don't think there's many magical plants on the planet than aloe. And they do a wonderful job, Stockton Aloe 1, where they grow their own aloe. They fillet it, right? You just kind of fillet it, which takes a lot of labor. You get all of the stuff out of there, and then they flash freeze it, and they ship it to you frozen. And so you pull some out of the freezer, thaw out what you want. I do like about maybe 16 ounces at a time. Put that in a glass, and you have that fresh aloe to drink over 2 or 3 days, and then do the same thing. It's probably I just don't think there's a better way other than having your own plants. Of course, that would be the bomb if you could do that. Have your own plants, do your own without having it frozen, would even be a step higher. But to drink the amount of aloe that you get from a gallon, I don't even, half gallon, I don't even want to tell you how many plants that would take and how much labor to fillet all those things. So flash freezing is probably the best way to do something if you're going to mess with it at all, in my opinion. Nobody listens to me. Stockton Allo 1 on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener-supported, One Radio Network.
Adam Bergstrom is here on the first Monday of the month. Thanks for coming on the show, Adam. It's always a pleasure to have you. He keeps moving himself to the center. You keep moving towards the right. I think you have a male trauma thing going, or a female trauma, sorry.
Female trauma. You're the right.
That's right. You don't have a trauma thing with the Vibrant Gal, do you? Do you want to talk about? Just kidding. Okay.
No.
So
I told my ex-wife.
Oh, that's right. And you have a lot of ex-wives too. How many?
Five legal ones, a couple of illegal ones, and then God knows how many living girlfriends.
So you definitely got a female.
I survived. See? That's the toughest thing. Hitchhiking was easy compared to that.
Well, I bet. So when we talk about that, and we're kidding, of course, but if you got a little... we all have these little traumas. Where are they stored? Are they stored in the body? They must be, huh?
All over the place. In fact, I have the only science, mind hacking, that Doodle can understand. If I try to explain the periodic table to Doodle, Doodle will say, "What are you talking about?"
What are you talking about?
If I say magnesium is good, Doodle will say, "What the heck?" But if I lie Doodle on the ground, turn the paws, and say, "Who's the matter with you?" Doodle knows who treated him mean. Doodle knows the person that was mean, that whipped her or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Dogs know that. That's simple. So there's no knowing anything. All you have to know is who's the matter. And left paw, right paw, same as right leg, left leg.
Oh.
Very simple. And then you know that someone's the matter and you're going to be sick. If you have a reaction to anybody, male or female, you're going to be sick. There's no way around it. As if it shows in the muscle test. If it doesn't show, you're clear, good to go.
Yeah. As you know, we spent 2 weeks with in kind of survival mode, right? I did well at it because I just figured that I was just going to get into it and have a good time, right? But you're still in some kind of survival mode where you're fixing things, right? Fixing pipes, figuring out the water, gathering firewood that I ran out of, and staying warm because I didn't fill up the propane tank. You know, these kind of things. And you know, it was interesting, Adam, after about 10, 11, 12 days of that, I did about 3 or 4 hours on the hydrogen machine. And boy, the next morning I woke up and I had the biggest big time flu symptoms ever for about 12 hours. I mean, everything, right? Fever, headache, body aches. I mean, I felt like I was going to die, but I knew that it was a detoxification of the stress that I, you know, did the last two weeks. I knew it. I didn't catch anything from anybody. I just knew it.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
It's who's the matter with it.
And Doodle, she was so sweet, Adam, when we were going through the whole thing for 2 weeks. She barely left my side. And generally, when we go out in the woods, she'll run around and chase rabbits and deer and stuff. But boy, during this time, she knew that I was surviving, you know, even though I was having a good time. I wasn't freaked out about it. But she knew that it was different. And we got to keep our act together here. Let's not, you know, freeze in the cold. And it was cold, man. And she was right there, Adam. She didn't move, just stayed right with me. I bent over to get some wood or pee. She would stay, you know, just stay there. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, like you say, the dogs, they just know, don't they? They just know.
They're amazing. In my latest sex newsletter, I think I'm up to number 6 now, I talk about Carol Lombard. Her sex life, but her love life too. You know, she was married to Clark Gable, and when she had that terrible accident at 33 where the plane crashed on a mountain in Nevada and died, she had a pet dachshund, and the dachshund wouldn't have anything to do with Gable at all. But as soon as she died, that dog never left Gable's side.
Is that right? Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yep. It was attached to the gable because it, you know, the dog knew somehow that the master had died on a mountaintop. The wreck is still there. People can just still hike up and see the wreck where she died in 1942. She was such a famous actress that even FDR wrote Gable a letter because she did a lot for the war.
I see. Here's an email from Dr. Richard Obrey, a past guest. He's listening. Hi, Doc. He wants to know if Adam thinks that they are using Agent Orange on crops. Do we know? Do you have any insights on that?
They have so many chemicals like that. By the way, Dr. Olry's interview last week was great.
Yeah,
he was really right.
Yeah, really
excellent,
good.
Excellent. So, I think they have so many chemicals related to Agent Orange. You know, they have Agent Green, Agent Blue, Agent, all these ones, and they're all stored in the Philippines mainly, or no, Okinawa. Okinawa is where they store a lot of those. But there's so many related chemicals that it's amazing. Now with computers, they can toss out 100 new chemicals a day practically. We're in a whole new world, and even there used to be 144 elements, now there's 144,000 atomic elements. They have changed the game so much that we're left behind if we're even on the old periodic table of the chart.
What do you mean 14? So they just make these elements up in a lab and put them in stuff?
Yep, they can take the same element and make it do anything. They can make sand act like gold, gold act like sand, magnesium act like manganese. It's a whole new game. They can do anything by changing the cluster size. The people who do that are called atom smiths. They've been around since the 90s, but they've hidden it so well that people have no clue what's going on.
Wow. Adam is here the first Monday of the month.
You can check that out.
Oh, yeah, I know. March 1st, 2021, if you care to be on the show, you can try 888-663-6386, even though it doesn't involve using your thumbs. And also, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. You're hilarious. He's moving his camera around.
I'm trying to send
my I know. Let's see here. Good morning, you two little rascals. I know a woman who is on beta blockers because her heart skips a beat. She has a higher A1C than normal. Is there anything you can suggest for that? She's a healthy lady. So why would beta blockers affect your blood sugar? Do we know?
Well, it's not the beta blockers. It's either a guy or a gal. You ever hear that expression? She made my heart skip a beat.
My heart skip a beat. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we blame chemicals and we blame germs and we blame bacteria and we blame viruses and we blame tigers and we blame rattlesnakes. It's who's the matter with us?
So I suspect if it could be the who could be a person, place, or thing, right? It could be the same thing if it's a government.
A thing is very rare.
Like, what about a government or you know, like an agency like the IRS? That would be the same kind of thing, no?
No way. It's always goes down to a who.
A who.
I used to have people would say, I have a God trauma. It was a daddy trauma. Now, if they were in a matriarchal state, it would probably be a mama trauma. I've never found an exception to that rule in all the people I've worked on. I've worked on thousands of people. Now I don't because I'm COVID hermit here.
COVID. Are you guys still in that COVID?
I won't work on anybody because we're going to be traced.
Are you guys still in that COVID thing? I hear that the recall petition for Mussolini is really doing pretty well. They may kick this guy out, huh?
Yeah, but they'll replace him with someone even worse.
Sure.
That's the way it works here in California.
You guys are so out of control. I can't believe it. Here's an email from...
You know, I love this state, but the government has just taken over. Back in the day when Highway 1 went up from San Francisco as a one-lane road, yeah. You know, two lanes on each side, all the way down to San Diego. When I moved here, it was wonderful. But now it's become Californication.
Yeah, pretty strange. I don't know what it does to them. People start drinking the water, eating something, and... Make some totally, I don't know what, something. Here's May. She has a question for you, Adam. Can you help someone with blurry vision or glaucoma?
That's easy. That's a gallbladder problem. Just do a gallbladder cleanse. And also do some of the, what are those eye exercises, where you roll your eyes around, you look close, you look far away.
Right.
Bates.
The Bates
Thank
method.
Thank you, Barbara. Yeah. I tell you, she's the...
So,
I've heard people with strong frameless glasses.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. Say it again.
I needed glasses from 87 because I had a girlfriend problem at the time. It's about a woman, right? So I needed glasses for a long time. And then one day, 24 years later, I think it was 2009, suddenly I could read again. Bingo, came back. So now I don't need glasses again. I still use them, but I could not go to a restaurant and read a menu without glasses. I could not go and read a label in a health food store. I couldn't go into a bookstore and read anything without those glasses. But now I can go in and read in a bookstore. I can read labels. I can do all that kind of stuff.
So how'd the change? What changed?
Oh, well, I ate on solar nutrition. I knew that my eyes were zone one and that my bladder had something to do with it and that my heart and lungs have to do with your sight. And so I just followed the instructions and here I am without glasses.
Did you have to repair a who's the matter with your eyes?
Yeah, who's the matter with you? I had to deal with that too. And boy, I had a list. Women, the whole right side of my body. In fact, one time when my fourth wife left me, and again, these were wonderful women. Only one, the Basque terrorist. She was not so nice.
The Basque terrorist?
The other ones were really great.
You were married to a Basque terrorist, were you?
Oh, yeah, man. I married her so she wouldn't be executed in Spain.
Whoa, no kidding.
And that caused that to be trouble because she made her living stealing. And I got her out of problems. It ended up, that was an experience. All because a curandero told me that you are supposed to marry a Mexican woman. And actually, I was the wrong one. I thought, well, Spanish, Mexican?
Same thing, there's a difference.
Yeah.
So,
in fact, the Mexican woman I was supposed to marry got really mad, but she married another guy with the same name as I used to have.
Mm-hmm.
All worked out.
I've been thinking about Mr. Gallbladder. I went on SunSync Nutrition, which is one of Adam's website. You can go on there for 99 Federal Reserve notes per year and get everything. It's really worth the money, $99. And for the rest of your life, if you live to 140, right, Adam? Just, you'll be there.
That's it.
And because Adam's probably going to be to live 140, so he'll be fine. And I went on to check my solar time to see exactly how it was in relation to real solar time. And he's got this cool little thing in there. You put your, what do you do, Adam? You put in the day, the time, and then you put in the longitude, right? The longitude. That's it. And it came out that I am 45 minutes ahead of solar time. Is that unusual? I mean, 45 minutes.
It depends. Some places, if you live in Aurora, Colorado, you're right on. You're to the zero. In Denver, you're about 1 minute off or so. Where we live, we're about 5 minutes off. But if we lived in Bakersfield and other places and near the border to Nevada, we could be 45 minutes or so off.
Tell folks what we're talking about if they're not familiar with the real solar and clock time.
You know, where you live and where the sun is overhead is what's important. But time, to schedule airplanes and, well, railroads first, to schedule them, you couldn't keep your time straight because if it was here and it was Bakersfield and it's 10 minutes off, people wouldn't know when to get the train. So for convenience, they divided the entire world into 15 degrees so many minutes. And that's what we're stuck with now in artificial time. But real time in your biology doesn't care about what the government says about time. It cares about the sun's directly overhead. And at high noon, there is no shadow because you're right directly above. theoretically. Of course, as winter comes along, the sun is down to the south more and everything. But its highest apogee, when you get to that point, that's what you measure with time. And that's the time that our body cells are attuned to, you know.
Real solar time, real solar time.
Yeah. And of course, there is no time except we count time by the sun for our convenience. We tend to like daylight. Bats don't like daylight. Melatonin is a time measure. It is not a sleep chemical. When does melatonin come out? As soon as it gets dark. So do rats go to sleep at night? They get their highest melatonin dose at that time too. They're wide awake. It's been misappropriated as a sleep chemical, and actually it's a clock chemical.
What do you mean a clock chemical, Adam? A clock chemical.
It keeps time so that you know when it's dark, you secrete melatonin. When it's light, you don't secrete melatonin. Hmm. If you get too much dark, you have to handle the melatonin and wipe it up somehow, like the yogis who live in caves. You know, the yogis in India who are buried alive, they have to stay in the dark all the time. Where do they get their vitamin D? It's interesting. All they eat is donkey milk, and that's it. And then they can be buried for 40 days or so.
And they must do a Buteyko thing, or I was thinking about that the other day. Maybe they're just proficient at soul travel, leave their body, and then their body is just going to lay there and doesn't need to breathe hardly at all and still stay alive.
You know, for thousands of years, the American Indians and other primitive tribes practiced Buteyko. Buteyko didn't invent the breathing. In fact, it was written about in the 1800s, books were about, because the Indians, if a person breathed through their mouth, they killed them. They knew they were genetically inferior.
They killed them.
The mother's job was to hold the mouth of the baby all night so that it made sure it would be trained to breathe out of the nose. And the Indians practiced mesmerism. They had all kinds of psychic powers. George Catlin, the artist, he went and lived among 40 tribes, never found an exception where they went Buteyko breathing. That was before Buteyko was even born.
Tell us what.
It wasn't even a glimpse of mother's eye.
Tell us what Buteyko is. What is Buteyko?
It's a type of breathing where you slow down the breathing, and actually yogis have been doing that for a long time. In fact, if you're to be a Swami, you have to hold your breath for 15 minutes. To be a Mahansa, you have to hold it for an hour. If you want to be a Siddhi, you have to 2 hours, and an ascended master, 12 hours, and a descended master, manifestor, 24 hours. Can't hold your breath for 24 hours, you're not going to be one. Not one.
And how does
I can't hold my breath a couple of minutes.
How does the body, obviously it can deal without breathing. It can. It just can.
You remember the Matrix where Morpheus at Neo and says, you think that's oxygen you're breathing?
Yeah. It's God, really, right?
It's God.
I don't know what's going on with your internet. Hold on. Your internet okay? You good?
What?
You're kind of cutting
it's
out.
It's good here.
Yeah. Do me a favor, Adam. Go on. You see that little purple wheel that's white on the inside on your screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Click on that puppy. And
I don't see.
You'll see settings.
On the right.
See it?
On the right.
You'll see settings.
Oh, when this thing pops up, let's see. Open wheel. What's this? Open settings?
Yeah, open settings.
Now it says USB camera, okay. Echo cancellation.
I want you to see where it's clicked. Do you have it clicked where it says automatic gain control?
Okay. USB camera.
No, don't worry about that one. Automatic gain control. Unclick that one and hit.
Oh, auto gain.
Yeah.
Unclick it,
and then hit reconnect. There you go. How's that?
Okay, and reconnect.
How's that? Reconnect. Reconnect. What'd he do? Adam is such a Luddite. He's worse than I am.
Got it again?
There you go. There you go.
There were two things to do.
Okay. Tricky. Yeah, yeah. That'll help you. Your voice was kind of clipping out on me. I didn't want to do that. And I still want you to move your camera over to your right. More. I keep losing you on the left. More. There you go.
There we go. Adam, by the way, I got my One Ring Network.
Oh, look at you. Well, good for you. Adam has two websites. Tell him about your websites, Adam.
SolarTommy.com. That's where the books are. I have a whole bunch of books and newsletters and chronicles and diaries and everything. I'm doing four newsletters now, and I'm going to cut back to, instead of monthly, I'm going to do them every 3 months. Except I'm also doing a medical nemesis newsletter now because of the crisis. People have no idea that the problem is not so-called vaccinations or whatever you want to call them. The problem is medical nemesis or the medical police state. That's who's in charge. People don't realize that. They don't even know who's in charge of Operation Warp Speed. It's Michael Milken. Oh, he's not even mentioned.
The vaccine thing, isn't Milken a big banker, hedge fund guy?
No, he's the head of Warp Speed. That's why Trump pardoned him, so he could save the world for vaccines.
Right, but he was a hedge fund banker guy, Milken.
Oh, back in the day. He left that behind a long time ago. He found that there's more money in the things even Illich warned us about. Education, cradle to grave, sperm to worm, erection to resurrection. That's Michael Milken's bag. And vaccines. He's the one that got the head of, Moderna, yeah, to be in charge of Warp Speed.
Yeah. You know, I think Mr. Trump...
He's as bad as Gates, and yet, who knows about him? Yeah. I never heard Alex Jones or David Knight or any of these guys ever even mention Milken, yet... Anybody, I tell the audience right now, go put Michael Milken vaccines and be surprised.
Be surprised.
It's right on YouTube. They don't take him off.
I think President Trump was way on the wrong page on the whole vaccine thing.
Well, he had no choice. He told him what to do. So,
either
he did that or he was assassinated or whatever they do.
Probably so.
You can't be president of the United States without them having things on you.
There's no way, right? It just doesn't.
I've got lots of stuff. Man, I could be locked up in jail for 1,000 years with the things I've done in my life.
Adam Bergstrom, yes, no, maybe. So you have the two websites, all your books that people can purchase, like ebooks, are like $10 or something, right? That's on solartimey.com.
Yep, from $9.99 to $99, depending. The whole Yellow Fat Disease series of 12 is available for $99 now. The Butterflies book is, the Mesmerism book is. And I've got a lot of them, acid and alkaline books, and you name it, I've got it. Hmm. And he mounted his horse and rode off in all directions.
What is your, over the years, what's been your most popular ebook that you've sold on solartiming.com?
Yeah, the ones related to solar nutrition, probably, and the mind hacking ones.
Mind hacking.
I used to call it body hacking, but it's not body hacking. It's body dowsing. It's not dowsing, and it's not body. It's mind. And mind isn't confined to the spacesuit here.
It's everywhere. That's right. It's everywhere. What is mind hacking?
You do the cornerstone technique is the main thing, where you... you find that any trauma will have a muscle movement associated with it.
Uh-huh.
And it's not dowsing. That's woo-woo. It's simply that it will jump. Your leg will jump. Sometimes I've seen legs jump off the floor when they think of an ex-wife or an ex-husband or an ex-boss or a mother or father. It jumps off the floor. If you were fast enough, you could slip a credit card under there,
In general, just broad strokes, I'm sure... It gets a little tricky, but how does one let go of those traumas that are in there to make your feet jump?
Resolve the thing. Like if your trauma is you wanted to strangle your grandmother, you have to strangle her, but you don't really have to. Why I say that is you have to compensate and find something better than strangling your grandmother. And this is an actual case. I'm not making this up. Someone is in a wheelchair because they wanted to strangle their grandmother. And so Donald Leigh got him walking again. So when he drove to see his grandmother, he crashed the car so he couldn't come back for further treatments because otherwise he would have to strangle his grandmother. Well, as human beings, we put ourselves in this yes, no, and there's no maybe. I mean, you don't have to strangle your grandmother or not strangle your grandmother. It's like the Chinese. In the United States, we have split. Do we want alternate energy or do we want gasoline energy? The Chinese say, we take both, and that's why we're going to kick your guys' butt.
We take both.
The punch said the business of China is business, and the business of the United States is war.
Yeah.
Because we're out of business now, because we make these stupid choices.
Do you see where China is buying huge amounts of land in Texas?
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. And they're going to do alternative stuff and sell more of these frozen windmills to the state of Texas power grid.
Yep. Meanwhile, Wisconsin runs on solar energy. Oh, they're in the southern area, aren't they? How come they run there and Tucson doesn't do it? How come Canada gets 69% of its power from windmills and alternative powers and Texas can't do it? Duh, something's wrong there. Wasn't it Carl Icahn that got you hooked up that way?
I don't know. So are you saying that you believe then that solar and the wind thing can work if it's done properly?
It does work, but they don't. The United States will not buy alternative energy that works. They want it to not work so they can go to nuclear.
Yes, sir.
If you look at Bill Gates, what's he invested in? Nuclear. That's the big thing. He wants a power generator in the back, all of our backyard is what he wants. A nuclear one.
Oh, good.
People forget that. On the regular news before.
I want one of those. A nuke in your backyard.
You know why you want it? Because even Illich wrote a book called Tools for Conviviality. And basically, it's not a convivial tool, atomic energy. You need an expert for thousands of years in your backyard. If solar power, who needs it? I mean, all you have to do is focus it in your own house. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a grid, but try to get off the grid. I'm assuming it's the same way in Texas. You try to get off the grid, you're in trouble, right? You have to be hooked up to the grid. You have to be hooked up to the water. Or they come and arrest you. They do here in California.
Oh, no, not in Texas. You can do rainwater and solar without them arresting you. That's why everybody's moving here from California.
But can you be plugged in? I mean, you can be totally off the grid and away then.
Either way you want. You can be plugged in and sell back to the power grid with excess, or you can be on your own.
You know, one thing about California compared to Texas, Texas is owned by Texans. You only have 3% owned by the federal government. Here, we're owned by 48% of our real estate belongs to the U.S. government. Only the rest is ours.
Yeah.
So is it any wonder that the government is controlling California? It's the government. If we had a government that really was legitimate, it would kick the United States out of this place and we'd be okay. We want to take over Yosemite National Park. Why isn't that our responsibility? Why does the government have to run that? And all kinds of parks and real estate and BLM land and everything, kick them all out. California would be a lot better. It's the United States government that does this. States' right. I'm a old-time Republican.
Old-time Republican. Blue blood.
That's right. Actually, I'm a hippie. I'm actually a liberal, as it used to be. I don't want speed limits. I don't want driver's license, pilot's license, marriage licenses, doctor's licenses, chiropractic license, massage license, a license to do everything. Bicycle licenses even. Holy cow. I don't want any licenses. So that's the way liberals used to be. They used to be good.
But long
then the
time
socialists
ago. Yeah, yeah,
hijacked the word liberal.
That's
so
right.
Now a liberal, basically, as Carol Crosby put it, a liberal is someone who's liberal with spending your money.
And liberalism, you know, when they got sidetracked, then they folks moved to a libertarian kind of an idea, which is that just stay out of my life, right? I don't want any of this.
And of course, libertarians, they have corporate and then versus government. And they're both the same person. That's why they have revolving doors between them. So the libertarians, you know, if libertarians would let me wear a tie like they do and starch it, so it was at 45-degree angle, then I'd be a libertarian. But they want your Mr. Happy down.
I'm kind of losing you. My experience with real true libertarians like myself, we don't want people to do anything. They get to do whatever they want as long as they don't harm others.
You know, that's the kind of libertarian I want, but the libertarians I know, they want speed limits.
Really?
I don't want any
speed. Oh, you don't want any
speed limits. I don't want a driver's license. I don't want a pilot's license. But where are they? They always are voting for these laws. I want all laws thrown out. As Nietzsche puts it, wait a second. Everything the state says is a lie, and everything it has stolen. That's Nietzsche, and he knew what he was talking about.
Why did he know what he was talking about?
Everything the state says is a lie, and everything that it has been stolen. That's the state.
Yeah.
You know, I think we need a police force to arrest criminals.
Sure.
Not keep it. What the police do is, you can't go into Central Park because there's mugglers there. Well, why don't you just catch the mugglers so I can go in the park all the time?
That's right.
There was a time in California, right down here, you could park beside the beach along the road and park there and stay all summer for free. Now they got little things. It's like $35 a day with a parking meter and everything all along. They don't want people to be free. There's no more public domain. They want people in hotels and motels for expensive prices.
Yeah.
When I was raised, we could buy a car for $35. I bought them for, one time I was in Denver, we bought a car for $25 for a junkyard and left town in the middle of a blizzard in 1963, I think it was.
Yeah.
$25.
When I got out of the
electric cars, because they're twice as expensive, and also with electric cars you can turn them off from a distance. We want gasoline, man, so that we can be free again and cruise. I'm from the cruising generation. We to get together, we had driving. We didn't stay any place. We drove all night and talked and had fun in cars.
When I was discharged from the Navy, if you're on hold, stay there. Somebody just popped on. We'll get to you. We have to do a quick break. When I was discharged from the Navy, Adam, in 1969, I bought a brand new Austin Healey Sprite for $2,400. Yellow one. Whoa. $2,400. That was a lot of money back then. I think my car payment was like $30 a month or something. That was a lot of money.
Yeah, back then, I never bothered to do a car payment. I could buy a new car off the parking lot for $400.
That's right.
Why would you need to have?
Well, when you just get out of the Navy, you think you got to, you know, conquer the world, you know? Well, I need a new car, you know? Okay, stay right there. Patrick Timpone, Adam Bergstrom, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you're on hold, as I said, go ahead and just stay right there. We're going to get to you. We're just going to promote a couple little products here. And that's how we make our living at One Radio Network. I don't know if you know that. But so we don't want to charge for people or have them sign up. We have about 30, I don't know how many thousands of hours, probably. We used to have that number, 3,500 free podcasts. It's probably even more now, 75 hours of audio. And we are loading up on our video. We got about 20 up on BitChute. Once we get about 30 or 40 of our videos, then we're going to put a thing on One Radio Network so you can just go right on our website. And if you'd like to watch the guest or Patrick when I'm on camera, just you'll be able to do that. But if you'd like to see some of the video shows now, just go to BitChute, Patrick Timpone, and you can watch some of our recent shows if you'd like to see the guest. I don't do the camera all the time now because I just don't want to. it's just too much trouble, you know what I mean? I have more fun when I'm just talking. I mean, I'm 50 years in radio, you know, I'm a radio guy, but I may go back a little bit every now and then on special shows and also on open when we do our special Friday show, I'm on camera, just so you can, I can prove to you that I'm not falling apart. If I'm falling apart, then what's this guy? You don't know anything. You remember Dr. Patrick Flanagan? This conversation goes back 7 years with Dr. Patrick Flanagan. Listen.
And then I discovered that Hunza water also contained negative ionized hydrogen, which is a source of biological electrons. When we're young, we have enzymes in our body called dehydrogenase, and the purpose of dehydrogenase is to lift off hydrogen ions from foods we eat, and their purpose is to create NADH, which is a chemical that acts as a shuttle in the mitochondria for producing all the energy in our body, adenosine triphosphate. And when people take this, it causes DNA repair. It heals the body from all kinds of oxygen-free radicals. It also helps the body recover from damage from radiation.
Well, we certainly want some of this stuff, right? Check out our AquaCure machine. AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com, lifetime warranty, and along with a lifetime warranty, a 1-year, no questions asked, money back guarantee. If you don't like your results, breathe the gas, bubble the water, listen to what Dr. Flanagan has to say about this and others. The AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com, use promo code OneRadio, 10% discount. It's a wonderful technology. Once again, I always want to kind of go gaga about technology. I'm always wanting you to know that this is only temporary. This is only a test. We're learning how to do this all on our own, just by our state of consciousness. But while we're working on it, this baby will help you feel better and help you to go internally, do more meditation, contemplation, more spiritual awakening, because you'll feel better. I get emails all the time. Patrick, will the AquaCure machine cure this? No, we don't make any medical claims. It doesn't cure anything. Your body cures everything working with divine spirit. That's how it works. One of the main key ideas from hydrogen, it's one of the best antioxidant on the planet. And oxidation is a huge part in people, in your body doing weird things. Oxidation is. And oxidative stress is caused by a lot of things, like when you don't know how to protect yourself from EMFs, like we teach here or share with you. It can cause oxidative stress. Toxins, chemicals in the food, in the water, in the air. Just the weird things that we take in to our body can cause oxidation. So hydrogen is the number one kind of antioxidant ever. Hydrogen water has been proven to be, in peer-reviewed studies, helps the little brain cells get more of them. The molecular hydrogen machine has been classified as a medical device in Japan for many years. Huh. Do you know that? Where it's been known as Shin-Nuri Solution. 20 patients with early rheumatoid arthritis in one study showed remission with a 1 liter a day of pure hydrogen water for 4 weeks. This little baby, again, we don't make medical claims, but it might be something that you want to consider. Use promo code OneRadio, OneRadioNetwork.com. So this machine makes water, a lot of it, much more than the plop, plop, fizz thing, like Alka-Seltzer that you can buy. They're very popular right now because hydrogen's gaining more awareness in the United States and around the world. Go to molecularhydrogeninstitute.com and look at a lot of different studies. Use promo code OneRadio. Here's a little picture of a great air purifier. And I never really thought that I wanted to have an air purifier. I'm here, I'm out in the country, but I thought, I don't know, I just got one about a month and a half ago, and this is an air doctor, and boy, it is really, I'm so pleased I got it. I'm just jazzed about this thing. It's a little bit bigger than a tower computer, a little bit fatter, a little bit higher, not much. You can see a picture of it, or you can go on our website and you can see it. And it really is fascinating because it's all automatic. You put it on auto, and it just turns up the juice, changes a little bit of controls, can increase the fan speed and other things when it detects there's stuff coming in. It's fascinating. I learned long ago from my grandma that you don't want to wash a cast iron pot. If you put soap on it, it'll stick. All you want to do is just wipe it out with a paper towel, put it on the stove with the flame, and then you do a little coconut oil. She would use olive oil or whatever. Just some kind of an oil. Good fat is really nice. If you get some pig fat or chicken fat. And then that's how you cure and keep your little frying pan, the iron, cast iron, from sticking. So to dry off it after you wash it with a paper towel, how's this has to do? Well, this thing, I left it on, I think it was yesterday, and I just left it on, I just walked away, and man, this thing was smoking. It was just like smoking coming up the top, going straight up to the ceiling, and boom, that air doctor just clicks on, detects the smoke is there, detect the odor or whatever, and just eats it up, and it'll stay jazzed up until it's all gone, and then it'll go back down. And it's very low, you don't hear it, when it's just running 24 hours a day. It's really a beautiful little unit. If you live in the city, no telling what's coming in who knows? Drywall, or maybe you're in an apartment, maybe there's, stupid stuff in the insulation that you don't know about, or formaldehyde, these things. People don't understand how to build properly. So it could really, it also works very well on mold as well. It's called the Air Doctor Machine. The Air Doctor Machine. It's on OneRadioNetwork.com. And just click on it and rock and roll. And I think they have some kind of really sexy thing that you can finance it at very low or no interest. It's right on our website.
We are listener-supported. One Radio Network.
Mr. Bergstrom is with us. Adam Bergstrom. Yes, no, maybe. Solar. solar timing. Solar timing. You mentioned one time that hydrogen, which we love, is on both sides of the...
It is.
Why?
Let's see if my side it does.
It's on both sides of the...
Here it is, and here it is on both sides. You can see for yourself if you look at this. I'm not sure how good a picture.
Yeah, you got to bring it back a little bit. So that's the elemental table, table of elements, right?
Yep, and there is hydrogen here, and there is hydrogen here.
What
it's
is that?
The only one that...
It's the only element. Acid. It's acid and alkaline. Huh.
It's acid or alkaline. No other element can do that.
I wonder how I figured out how to do that.
Do you win if you're number two or number two? Well, I guess you get a bronze medal and a silver medal, but it's number one. It's the gold medal. Helium is number two. It's the silver medal. And lithium is number three. It's the bronze medal.
Ah, interesting. What about gold and silver? Where are they?
They're way down at the bottom. They're heavyweight elements. They're very important in small amounts, but they have to do with the more genetic aspects and chromosomal aspects of our body. Because, see, we're in a hierarchy. If you look at the periodic table of the elements, It's a building, and you got to know where you are on the building. Each element is in a certain row. So if you do a blood test, What does that mean? If you do a plasma blood test, then you're looking at row number three. But if you're doing a cellular cell, the blood cell, you have to look in row number four. Copper is in number four, and it is the, what is it called? Cupriglobulin. A lobster doesn't use iron for its blood. It uses copper. a sea squirt uses vanadium. They're all in that one line, number four.
Interesting.
You're going to go out of the cell. If you want to treat the cell, you have to know what element can go there. If you want to treat the interstitial fluid, you have to know where that goes. If you want to go into the cellular components of mitochondria, you have to know you're on the fifth level. You have to know these levels, but nobody tells you that because they don't want you to know that. And it's been known for, Ravisi knew it, but people knew it before him. He didn't just make stuff up out of the thin air. He stood on the shoulders of giants, I believe is how they say it.
Ravisi, yeah. And you have told us that if you go to the Crazy Pharmacist website, that he's got the Ravisi book on there, and you had suggested that it gets a little geeky, but if you could just read the first chapter, that would be a good thing. Manuel Ravisi.
It gives you the idea of how to use it. And actually, it's not really difficult. I've read medical textbooks that are much more complicated. They claim his work is complicated, but once you learn, it's like the Rosetta Stone. When you know how to translate it, then you can read anything. And it's the Rosetta Stone. Textbooks and Materia Medica go on and on and on. And if you try and read a medical textbook today compared to 100 years ago, 100 years ago, it wasn't designed as secrets to keep us out of it. That's all medical jargon is, to kill people.
Yeah.
Us